Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From Aztec shore to Arctic zone to Europe and Far East, the flag is carried by our ships in times of war and peace. And never have we struck it yet in spite of foeman's fight.
Welcome back. 23 Heavens to the Air. What is that? I don't recognize that at all. It's a patriotic song, folks. Just work with me, okay? Welcome back. It's the 4th of July, and we're doing our best. We're trying to be patriotic, and we're dipping into the archives here for this music. And anyways, I'm glad you're back. Okay, Matt, that's enough of that. It's the 4th of July on Independence Day in America. We're celebrating it here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Not a lot of small business today, just mostly about independence. And I would like to encourage you to think about something today that Leo Haviland and I talked about in the last hour. I think he made an excellent point, and he was talking about citizenship. I'd like for us all to have a little bit more. Why don't we all? I'm pointing this finger at me as much as anybody. I like to think that I practice citizenship. But I got to be honest with you, I hadn't thought about, the word hasn't been in my head a lot. So maybe that's what it would be good if we all had a newly and healthier definition of citizenship. And that if we all practice that, maybe our world would be a little less coarse, a little more tolerant. And we'd see that the truth is that we're not going to get out of this thing alive. And we're all in it together. We're all passengers. As E.F. Schumacher said, we're all passengers on spaceship Earth. And we might as well try to figure out how to get along. One of the things I want to do in this segment, and by the way, it's just you and me for this segment. I thought you might be interested in something. I haven't talked about this. Golly, I haven't done this in years. The chronology of the Declaration of Independence. It's fascinating. When you know about what happened. On June 7th, Congress meeting in Philadelphia received Richard Henry Lee's resolution urging Congress to declare independence. This was June 7th. Richard Henry Lee urged Congress to declare independence. One man. Think about that. June 11th, Thomas Jefferson, Adams, Franklin, Robert Sherman, Robert Livingston were appointed to a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. American Army retreats to Lake Champlain from Canada. That's another side thing there on the military. On that same day, the American Army retreated out of Canada, June 11th. June 12th through 27th, in that 15-day period, that two-week period, Jefferson, at the request of the committee, knowing he was a great writer, the committee requested him to draft a declaration of which only a fragment exists. Jefferson's clean or fair copy, the original rough draft, is what's left now. It's reviewed by the committee in that two-week period of time. Both documents are in the manuscript collection of the Library of Congress. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if this is somewhere. If you get the biography of Franklin by. What's his name? The guy who did the jobs. I'll say his name in a minute. He's a member of our brain trust. Anyway, he's got a photograph in that book on Franklin of how Franklin came by to look at the independence, the Declaration of Independence by Jefferson. And he was a great editor, as you know. He was editing. Franklin went through and edited, so several of the elements of the Declaration of Independence had the genius of Franklin as part of it. So on June 28th, a fair copy of the committee draft, this is what the committee approved after Jefferson wrote it, after Franklin's edits, a fair copy of the committee draft of the Declaration of Independence is read to Congress, June 28th. July 1 through 4, Congress debates and revises the Declaration of Independence. Now, they didn't have July 4th in mind at that moment. It could have been the first. In fact, I think it was originally intended to be the second. But then on the second, Congress declares independence as the British fleet and army arrives in New York. So we declared independence on the second. However, Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence on the morning of July 4th, a bright and sunny but cool Philadelphia day. John Dunlap prints the Declaration of Independence. These prints are now called the Dunlap Broadsides. You know, you remember how they used to print the old printing presses? They were called broadsides. They were so, because they were doubles, right? The Dunlap Broadsides, he printed those. 24 copies are known to exist, two of which are in the Library of Congress. One of these was Washington's personal copy. On July 5th, John Hancock, President of the Congress, dispatched the first of the Dunlap Broadsides of the Declaration of Independence to the legislatures of New Jersey and Delaware. Pennsylvania Evening Post on July 6th prints the first newspaper rendition of the Declaration of Independence. On the 8th, the first public reading of the Declaration was in Philadelphia. On the 9th, Washington orders the Declaration of Independence to be read before the American Army in New York from his personal copy of the Dunlap Broadsides. On July 19th, Congress ordered the Declaration of Independence engrossed, officially inscribed, and signed by the members. July 19th. August the 2nd, delegates began to sign the copy of the Declaration of Independence, and it was, so it took that long for them all, and they just kind of wandered through over a period of weeks and signed it. They weren't all together when they signed it. Isn't that a great story? That's a great chronology. I love reading that. I love thinking about that cluster of geniuses doing what they did. And my friends, you and I stand on their shoulders. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Happy 4th of July. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.